everybody. I am Kristen Helmstetter, and I want to welcome you to the Coffee Self-Talk Podcast. I received an email the other day. In fact, I've received many emails with this topic. People want to know how they can get their family, kids and spouses, to become more positive, to want to start living the life that you're living with changing your mindset and understanding the power of your mindset when you have positive self-talk and when you show up every day to do it. I totally appreciate that. But you know, when you wish for other people this great feeling that you're starting to experience by changing your mindset, the bottom line is that you just need to be the example. You just work on yourself because they're going to notice that you're in a better mood. They're going to notice that when something happens in the world or in your life, you react differently. You're more chill. They're going to notice that you're enthusiastic like every day just to be alive. They're going to notice all these things about you. And sometimes they're going to ask questions like, how are you like that? Or such and such just happened. How the heck? Why aren't you freaking out? You know, that kind of stuff. And in those moments, you can totally answer. You can tell them that you changed your mindset. You know, you can answer those questions. But in general, you're going to have people in your life who, you know, maybe you have teenagers and, you know, they're hormonal or something and they're just, you know, they're not asking that question. But trust me, they are absorbing some of your positive energy and they are witnessing it. You are becoming a data point to them in their mind of how somebody can live and how somebody can react to things and how somebody can change their mindset. So you just want to be the example. I've seen it happen in my own life with my daughter and my mom. I mean, there's no doubt that when I changed my level of enthusiasm and positivity, and I raised my baseline of happiness with my coffee self-talk, that they started to absorb it. And it was different degrees, right? Like my daughter, you know, as she has grown over the years, it's been fun to watch how she has kind of transformed. She's asked questions. She's been interested in partaking in it sometimes, other times, not so much. Like it just depends. And my mom, we've been staying with my mom for a while to help her in Arizona. And she has changed. Her language about herself has really changed because she sees it in me and she's inspired. So as little tips though, there are kind of some stealth ways you can kind of do this though. You know, like when you sneak the spinach into the banana smoothie, you can use sticky notes. Again, for yourself, for your own affirmations, because it's what you would be doing anyway. But when you put them like on the bathroom mirror and your spouse sees it, or you put it by the coffee pot and other people are going to see it, you never know what kind of little magic it can sprinkle into their lives. And yes, it seems totally weird at first to be writing my affirmations on a sticky note for other people to see. But, you know, my family knows me. You can tell them in advance I'm putting sticky notes around for my own well-being. And then you know that they're going to see it as well. And in my daughter's example, there was a time that I bought some dry erase markers and I started writing affirmations with dry erase markers on the bathroom mirror. Now, whoa, that excited my daughter because hello, markers, colors, mirror. So she started writing her own affirmations and drawing little pictures of hearts and all these kinds of different things. And so that was a great way to get her involved. Again, because I was doing it for me. And sometimes I go like all out, and I know sticky notes seem already ambitious, right? Sometimes I go big, like go big or go home, right, people? I get a poster board, you know, giant poster board, and I'll write one of my scripts for Coffee Self-Talk on the poster board. Or if we have like a big family project that's going to happen, maybe it's a trip we're going to take, or if I'm working on something specific with my writing, sometimes I get out a giant poster board just to change it up, just to have fun. And oh, by the way, other people in my family are going to see it. And I write the affirmations, my coffee self-talk, on the poster board. And I draw pictures and I got markers and stickers and colors and all that. So I make it really engaging. And my family sees that. So that's kind of my stealth way of exposing them to it without telling them directly, and it works. But still, all it comes down to is you, because the most important thing is your vibration. The most important thing is the energy that you give off with your smile. The way you stand is different, right? You stand taller and stronger. Your shoulders are pressed back. You take nice deep breaths, and people notice that. they notice the expression on your face. And it becomes contagious because if somebody's having a bad day, they think to themselves, I want what she's having. So now what about actually teaching coffee self-talk to other people? And really that depends on the situation because it could be welcome or not, right? So you just have to be the judge as to whether you think there's a good teaching moment or a teaching opportunity to share coffee self-talk and how you use it and how you do it and what it's done for you and all that stuff. But you be the judge because some people, they might feel like you're pushing your philosophy on them and they might not be ready to hear it. And then there might be others who are totally excited to hear about it. We have lots of people who go through coffee self-talk with a group of coworkers or a friend, kind of like a weight loss program or a gym buddy, because it makes really great motivation when you can pump each other up. And I also hear about lots of couples that go through the book together, or like the woman might do the regular coffee self-talk version, and then her husband has the dude's version, which is almost identical to the original book, but it's been edited just slightly to be a little bit more relevant to men. And I even received an email from one reader who was going through coffee self-talk and her husband was going through the dude version at the same time. And they were trying to spot all the places where the words were a little bit different and making like a little game out of it, which is so cute. I loved hearing about that. But it's such a great way to bring couples closer to each other when they're both into this and they're both learning about it and doing it and talking about their individual goals and transformation. And then like the goals and transformation that they have with each other as a couple. So if you end up doing it with a group or with another person, if it's a book club or a spouse or a partner or a best friend, then drop me a line because I have a coffee self-talk study and discussion guide that you can go through as you're going through the book together. And it's a free PDF. You can just print it out. So shoot me an email if you want that, kristen@kristenhelmstetter.com. So that's what I have for you today, my friends. I'm wishing you the most amazing day. I hope you are smiling. I'm wishing you magic and sparkles, and I'm sending you hugs and kisses through the ethers. There, do you feel it? Smack right on your cheek. And I'm giving you a great big bear hug. Squeeze! Okay, everybody. I'm gonna sign off now. I am Kristen Helmstetter. Now go live your magical life. Ciao, ciao.